God has always been a God of opportunity, not a God of sentencing. There's no one that has to fail. It's God's express desire that no one perish, but everyone come to repentance. There's not a single person that God hasn't opened the door of opportunity to and granted you the ability to turn your face towards Him. No one is ever tempted beyond what he can bear. You're always given a way out. God has ordained it so. No one has an excuse. Everyone is without excuse, Paul said. The scriptures are clear that there's no one that has too big a mountain to climb, too big a struggle, too big a burden, too many obstacles, too many weaknesses. God's blown that away by His grace and made provision in His Son Jesus. There's no one who calls on the name of the Lord that shall ever be put to shame. He prepares a table for you in the presence of your enemies. He makes a spread and throws a party just to humiliate the enemy. And that's true for everyone that calls on the name of the Lord, that truly turns their face towards Him and humbles himself and bows their knee to the Lordship of Jesus. There's no one that can't make it. It's impossible. Totally impossible. You weren't born into this planet to fail. You were not brought into this planet to live for yourself and to die in fear and poverty and be destined for eternal hell. Jesus came to clarify the issue so that no one would be deceived into thinking they can just be a good moral person and try not to hurt anybody and go to heaven. Jesus came to make that perfectly clear. He talked a lot about heaven. He talked a lot about hell. And God confirmed